You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
A huge game in terms of the top four, with St Helens taking on Huddersfield on Thursday evening. Saints currently third place, Huddersfield in fourth. Saints are 8-15 to win the match. The draw is 18-1, Huddersfield 6-4. The handicap is Saints -4 at 10-11. The handicap tie is 16s and Huddersfield plus those for 10-11. We'll start with you, Mark Wilson. St Helens have fallen apart in the Super 8s. They've lost both of their games so far, and they're in a bit of trouble, aren't they, at the moment, against the Huddersfield side, who aren't playing too badly.
Yeah, we did mention about 6 or 8 weeks ago on this podcast that we thought St Helens might just be running out of steam, and I think that's evident. I know they've got a few injury problems. I've been listening to a lot of the press conferences Kieran Cunningham has been putting out, and they're getting more and more downbeat week on week, and there's an expectation that, you know, Saints are going to struggle. You look at their remaining fixtures, they're absolutely brutal. You know, I mean, obviously being in the top eight, it means you are going to be playing good teams week in and week out. But the problem is, you know, when you're needing wins, they've got Huddersfield this week, they then play Leeds and Castleford away, and then Wigan and Warrington at home. So that is probably the toughest role. They are playing, you know, the next five teams around them in the league. That is an impossible scenario for them to win all them games. That just isn't going to happen. And if they lose this weekend, I genuinely think they're not going to make the top four. The big question is, can Huddersfield Giants actually win a big game? Because when it comes to big games, they generally come up short. And this is a game that Saints have picked, I think, four times in the last five, has been decided by 4 points or less. So it's going to be tight. But I've got to be honest, I could not be backing a St Helens team that got thrashed by Hull last week. Hull, they ain't no good, and they absolutely battered Saints last week.
Yeah, you mentioned the margin of victory in there. Saints have won four of the last five, as you mentioned, but it's always been tight. If you're leaning towards either side, would this be a match to look at the 1-5 winning margin, or even the 1-12 if you want to play it safe?
Yeah, well, it would for me. I can't see... The only team I can see winning it by more than that would be Huddersfield, but you've always got that predicament. Can they win big games? You know, they always seem to come up short. But I'm just... I think sport's cyclical, and I think it might be Huddersfield's time now to beat St Helens. Probably should have beaten them at least a couple of times. You remember that famous Challenge Cup game when that dubious drop goal got allowed at the end, and it allowed Saints to win. So for me, I will be backing Huddersfield. I cannot back a team that got beat by Hull last week. And I think confidence is a massive thing, and everyone talks about momentum. All the momentum at the minute is against St Helens. I would not be backing them at the minute.
Mark Wilson going for Huddersfield then now. What do you make of it, Mark Lightfoot?
I was leaning the other way a little bit, just because, well, a couple of factors really. One, I just think that some of the words that Cunningham used after the press conference last week, that about the performance being woeful, he was embarrassed by the performance. And I think it's, as you mentioned there, Mark, some of these other remaining fixtures for Saints are so difficult. I think they'll be really targeting this one, with a week off coming up next week because of the Challenge Cup final. I think they'll be hugely targeting this one as one of the must-wins for the remaining few weeks. Now, the other thing about Huddersfield is they just struggle to get it done against these other big clubs. Hopefully they can turn it around for their sake, because they'll never get any better unless they start winning these big games against the other contenders. But I think they're going to struggle to go away. Saints at home, highly motivated, and... coming off the back of it, I always looked about these teams who have come off the back of a bad result the week before, because I just think that the motivation levels are much higher. So I would edge towards St Helens on that. I wouldn't think they'll get it done comfortably. It might be a bit scrappy, but they'll be all out for the 2 points, I think.
The only I agree what you said, and especially the point about Huddersfield. That's the big thing. That's the big unknown. You're backing a team that are good. It really, really matters. But you're talking about Cunningham. I've been in five press conferences this year that I can think of where he's come out and said, that's not good enough for St Helens. These players are performing, blah, blah, blah. And yet the results keep getting worse. I can't remember. Did they win the first seven? They had a great start to the year. Yet they've lost now. Is it nine games in Super League? We're going head-to-head first one. First time we've both been on. But I would rather play the bigger price on Huddersfield than the short price on Saints. I just can't trust them.
Okay, so difference in opinion between the two pundits then. How would you play the handicap? Because that makes it a little bit tricky, because you mentioned that the margin between the two isn't particularly big in the recent encounters. Saints minus four, it's an unconverted try difference. So which way would you lean on the handicap? Either of you.
What's that? What price is that 1 to Saints? 1 to 12 Saints winning margin, I think that...
Saints to win by 1 to 12 is 7 to 4.
Yeah, I couldn't really see much beyond that in terms of the margin for Saints. I think they'll get it done in a fairly sort of scrappy affair. I wouldn't be that confident back in the minus 4, but I'd rather play the 7 to 4, 1 to 12, I think.
All right.
I think if I were going into this one, I think if Huddersfield are going to win, they're going to have to win from the front. Now, they went to Langtree Park earlier in the season, and they should have been 18-0 up in the first 20 minutes, but they bombed a few chances, and it ultimately cost them. But I think if Huddersfield are going to win, they're going to win from the front. So I won't take the 6-4. I'll take the 3-1 Huddersfield half-time, Huddersfield full-time. I just think that's how they're going to get it done, because, like Mark said, they've got this ability to lose big games that they should be winning. So I think they've got to get it done early and put the pressure on Saints. So I'll take the 3-1, but I've got to be honest, if I were following Mark in on Saints, I'd rather play the 7-4 is put up than the 8-15 on the outrights.
OK, any try scorers we want to mention before we quickly move on? I was going to throw in Jermaine McGilvery in there, because he scored an absolute wow of a try last week, and he's been in good form all year. He's even money to score any time, which I don't think is too bad.
Yeah, I've got that one written down. I mean, eight tries in his last five games. In his last two games, he scored two in each. Even money, he just seems to be a real go-to man for them at the minute, so I wouldn't put anyone off that. It sort of contradicts my main bet a little bit, but even money for him to score any time, I think that looks pretty good.
Yeah, he could be on the score sheet in a Saints victory. What do you make of it, Mark?
Yeah, McGilvery must. I think he's three tries off his best ever Super League season, and there's a lot of talk of him with getting a big money move away from Huddersfield. He's not on the biggest contract in the world, Jermaine McGilvery, so he'd do himself no harm. As always, when I play Huddersfield, I like the look of Akuma Tai, who's drifted out to 4-1. Akuma Tai, who's good for tries, basically. Certainly, if you're batting at 4-1 every week, you'd be in profit. And another one to look at from Huddersfield perspective, he doesn't score from very far out, but he does score quite a few tries. Little Crabtree available at 5-1 any time for the Huddersfield Giants. So, I could play both of them. I like to nick a bit of value, but I think if you're having a big bet, I think McGilvery even money is an absolute steal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.